Most overdose fatalities in Pennsylvania continue to be opioid-related, but deaths from methamphetamine and other stimulants are also on the rise, according to new analysis from the University of Minnesota. Yet nationally and locally, the conversation continues to focus almost exclusively on opioids. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on how a lack of resources affects Pittsburghers who use meth. And a warning, the story discusses sex work and drug use.
Sitting in the conference room of Prevention Point Pittsburgh, Executive Director Aaron Arnold and I paged through informational pamphlets on different types of narcotics.
This is our other health tips for speed users pamphlet. And so,
and it has a cheetah on the front.
It has a cheetah on the front, known for their speed, of course.
Speed's another name for methamphetamine. One tip? Try to eat before and after using.
Often hunger is suppressed while using a stimulant, and so you may know that it's been 12 hours since you had a good meal, but you have absolutely no desire to eat.
Arnold would like Prevention Point to do a lot more for meth users than just give out pamphlets. For example, the organization distributes sterile needles, which are mostly used for opioids so people don't contract blood-borne diseases, through shared syringes. Arnold says having clean pipes is just as important as clean needles because the heat can blister lips.
It's very possible that you could spread hepatitis C or a bacterial infection if you're passing that pipe around the room.
Arnold says there's neither funding nor public support for this service. Right now, government, healthcare systems, and academia are focused on opioids. For instance, last year, the U.S. Department of Labor issued grants for reemployment services to people with a history of opioid use, but not other drugs.
These days, opioid-related funding seems to be trumping all other funding.
Sheila Vicaria works at the New York City-based Drug Policy Alliance. She says while all narcotics are stigmatized, individuals who use meth are seen as particularly unsavory. Often, they're depicted as disheveled, with bad skin and teeth.
But I think there's also a unique stigma associated to the behaviors associated with being under the influence of methamphetamine, being overstimulated. Sometimes people who have been using methamphetamine for days are sleep deprived and thereby may see things or hear things that aren't there.
The process of treating substance use disorder, whatever the substance, is the same. Any intervention needs to address a person's physical, mental, and emotional health. But there are differences in how that drug affects a person's life. Lenny Butler is a Hep C outreach coordinator at Central Outreach Wellness Center, located on the north side. He's also recovering from meth use disorder. Like many, Butler started using as a byproduct of sex work, as the drug heightens libido.
There was a clientele that offered me money, more money, to actually do the drugs with them.
A person in recovery from meth often needs to address how they experience and feel about sex, which can be a trigger for relapse. Butler says that's part of the reason he's never attended a Narcotics Anonymous group.
To go and talk about my addiction with people that don't really understand it, that would be a problem for me.
Because alcohol or opioids,
it's a whole other ballgame, right? We can't sit there and talk about, you know, all the sex we had.
Dr. Stacy Lane, founder of Central Outreach, estimates while about 10% of her patients use opioids, a quarter are actively using meth. Lane says she's frustrated by the general lack of resources for these patients. One example, there aren't any FDA-approved medications to help with meth cravings and withdrawal.
And we can control the opiate addiction with methadone or Suboxone, but the crystal meth, we have very little tools from a medical standpoint to treat the addiction.
DeAndre Hughes also works with Lane as a medical assistant at Central Outreach and has personally experienced the destruction of meth.
It's evil. It took the love of my life away. He killed himself. He lost his mind and killed himself. And the sick part is I still continue to use after.
Hughes says he's looking for a rehab program and is excited to start treatment. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.